this is not blue and maize.
Yeah.
This is blue and mustard.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be clear, that would not be a good thing to start off on that foot. Okay, we've got enough understanding about that. And I am a Big Ten fan. I won't tell you which team I'm for, but it's not blue and maize. Okay, so we'll get that one out of the way. But it's great to be here, and we're certainly looking forward to a great week. And let me encourage you to make the commitment early on in the week. You know, Lord, I'm going to be here every service I can unless you providentially hinder me.
That's right.
Several weeks ago in the state of Pennsylvania, we had a young lady, middle-aged lady, maybe I'd put it, but she made the decision. She was not a regular church, but she made the decision on Sunday, you know, as a result of the challenge that was given by the assistant pastor. She made the decision, you know, I'm going to be there every service. And she did come every service, and talking to her at the end of the week, it was clear God had done a work in her heart.
Amen.
And so let me just encourage you, you never know what the Lord will give you and what the Lord has for you. I remember of course, I'm a preacher's kid, so I would remember coming home from church some days, and I remember my dad sometimes would be groaning, saying, boy, that was a perfect message for so-and-so. And he didn't say that often. I mean, most of the time I thought everybody in the church was a sterling saint. But found out later that wasn't true. But anyway, he thought to himself, boy, that would have been perfect. And they missed him, maybe a visiting preacher. And so let me encourage you, just the message you need, maybe the one that Satan knew the hardest to get you to come, to not come. So
that's right.
Encourage you on that faithfulness thing. I know you've already been encouraged that way.
Right.
Good to see you here in Sunday school. We're going to just lay a foundation. Now, this is a family conference, so we will be dealing with some of those issues. And I know that gets close to home, no pun intended, when we're in a family conference. But that's what it is. This is where we live. And this is where Christianity really is in action.
That's right.
It's right in our home. And all of us, our greatest needs are probably revealed.